waiting.
Out at my apartment. I haven't even dressed today. I've been dictating all day.
Mm-hmm.
Now we could talk over the phone, or if he wanted to talk, or I could come down today or tomorrow or something. I do have an appointment tomorrow to play golf at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't sure that Elmer was right in saying that he thought the president wanted to talk to me further about it.
Yes, sir. The president this morning told me that he wanted to talk with you, and he was tied up all morning. Mr. Stotts came in, talked to the president from my room, and told me what the president had said, that he's talking with you.
Yes.
And that you would be calling me. The president apparently does want to talk with you.
All right, now what do you suggest we do?
You think you could talk as well on the phone?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, whatever the whatever you think would be best
mm-hmm.
for the president, that's the only thing.
Yes, sir. Well, I haven't talked to him. He indicated this morning he wanted to talk to you on the phone.
Well, I think the phone is just as good, especially unless he suggested the contrary.
All right.
Well, save him some time. He just grabbed the phone. And
surely. All right. He's still at lunch with luncheon guests, so when I'm next in touch with him, why don't I?
I'll tell you what you do before you undertake to get me. Before you try to put him in touch. Check and see if I'm here now. I'm at Federal 8, 3184.
All right.
And I'll be here, I know, at least for an hour. But if this line was busy, you call Federal 8, 6400.
All right.
And apartment 329.
Mm-hmm.
So I may be here for quite a long time. I don't know, but I'll call you before I leave here.
All right, good.
And then we can discuss this matter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.